We continue our learning. We're in Shavuos Perek Dalid Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is coming to teach us that if Edom are summoned to testify regarding a matter that has no tvias mamon, there's no claim of money, and they swear, so it's another type of testimony that someone asks them to do, to testify on their behalf, but it's not related to money. And they swear falsely that they don't know Edus, so they will not be chayav for the Shavuos Edus. This halacha of Korban Leviyoreid only applies to where their denial of knowing testimony through a Shavua, it has to do with a financial matter. And the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Gimel learns this from Gzeira Shava, from Shavuos HaEdus, from Shavuos HaPikadon. Just like by Shavuos HaPikadon, when it comes to an object you're watching, a deposit, when you take a Shavua about that, the pasuk is only speaking about a Tvias Mamon, where the Mafkid wants his object back, and that's obviously a financial matter. So too, Shavuos HaEdus, the Korban Leviyoreid is only regarding Tvias Mamon, and we'll see the Gzeira Shava in the next Mishnah, as we discuss the next Mishnah. This Mishnah says like this. So, Mashbiane Aleichem im lo savo usiduni, Shani Kohen, Shani Levi. We'll stop there for a moment. So what happened? You have, let's say, Reuven goes over to Shimon and Levi and say, listen, Shimon and Levi, you know very well that I'm a Kohen, and I need you to come and testify my behalf. The Beis Din doesn't believe me, and they don't know my family, and I want to be able to eat truma. I want people to give me truma, so I want you to come and testify my behalf that I'm a Kohen, or Shani Levi, that I should be able to get maser, or She'eni ben Gerusha, or She'eni ben Chalutza. People think I'm a Cholol. I can't do the Avoda. I can't do Birkas Kohanim. They think I'm a Kohen who's a Cholol, that I'm the son of a Gerusha, of a Kohen who married a divorcee, or I'm the son of a Kohen who married a Chalutza, a woman had Chalitza, so where the child is going to be a Cholol. I need you to testify on behalf that I'm not a Cholol. I want to do Birkas Kohanim. I want to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So these are cases that are for that matter, but they're not financial matters. Or the following, Sheish Ploni Kohen, or let's say a person is Mashbia, let's say Reuven came over to Shimon and Levi and said, I want you to testify, not on my behalf, but rather this other person is a Kohen, that a Baruch is a Kohen, or Sheish Ploni Levi, when he testifies, not on my behalf, but this guy, can you tell, I know you know Edus for my friend, and I want you to testify that he's a Levi, or Sheino Ben Gusha, or Sheino Ben Chalutza. I want you to come testify, people think he's a Cholol, can you testify not on my behalf, but on behalf of my friend, who you know is not a Ben Gusha, not a Ben Chalutza, he's not a Cholol, can you testify? So, now happens to be in this last case. So it will learn later on in Mishnah Yudbeis that when it comes to this Shavuos Edus, you can't have someone testify. The whole idea, if someone comes and is not Mashbia, the person doesn't adjure them on his behalf or someone else's behalf, there's no Shavuos Edus anyway. This should be obvious to us, but we'll see in a moment, maybe it's not so obvious to us. So, but let's take the first cases. Mashbian Aleichem, where the person is asking to testify on his behalf. In all of these cases, we'll see at the end of the Mishnah that they're going to be patur from Shavuos HaEdus because this has nothing to do with financial matters. It has to do with his lineage. He's a Kohen, he's a Levi, he's not a Cholol, etc. Why do I need the Mishnah to tell me that? Can you come and testify on someone else's behalf that he's a Levi, he's a Kohen, he's not a Ben Chalutza? Even by financial matters, having someone summoning the Edim for that purpose for someone else's financial matter, there's no din of Shavuos HaEdus if they swear falsely, they lie, they say they don't know Edus. The answer is that if there's a harsha, let's say someone is given a power of attorney, this Reuven is given the power of attorney on behalf of this person, a Baruch or maybe, and it's a financial matter. Then Levi and you, then Shimon and Levi, if they testify, they swore that they didn't know Edus, then it would be a chiyuv of Shavuos Edus of a Korban Leviyoreid because Reuven had the right to press them for their Edus because of a financial matter that doesn't relate to him because it has power of attorney over. So the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that Harsha, having power of attorney, will only work by mamon, but it doesn't work in this case when it comes to testifying my friend's behalf that he's a Levi, he's a Kohen, etc. Or another example where there's no din of Shavuos HaEdus, Sha'anas Ish Ploni Es Bito. What he's saying is, like we spoke about this in the previous Mishnah. So let's say you come and testify. You, Reuven, comes. To Shimon Levi and says, you know testimony about this person, that this guy raped this person's daughter, or pita espito, or he seduced this person's daughter. And there is, or as we mentioned, remember, there is a payment of knas, and knas does not apply. That's the fine, that's the 50 shekel, but there are other payments that are mamon, boshes, and pagam. So, and so here, and even though he may be testifying, asking the eidim to testify on someone else's behalf, what happened to someone else's daughter, to Baruch's daughter, that she was violated, she was seduced, etc. And let's say you comes with power of attorney with a harshah, so that also will not bring a chiyuv of shvuas ha'edus. Why not? We created a financial matter. Take away the knas. It's not, we know knas is not included because modin b'knas patur. If you remember, we learned in the previous mishnayos that there's no din of shvuas ha'edus on a knas because potentially the person can admit and he won't have to pay it. But what about the other things? The boshes, the embarrassment, the pagam, the defect, the depreciation of value that she's no longer a basula, and it's a financial matter, and he may have. Although it's not about him, his daughter, it's about someone else's, but nonetheless, he may have power of attorney. So the answer is, even that doesn't work. Why not? Because Harsha, having power of attorney, only allows the person who has that power, has that authority, who takes that authority, gives him the power of the Tovei, of the claimant himself. That's only with respect to money that originally was in the hands of the Tovei, the one who's making the claim, and now it's in the hands of the Nitba, of the one who's holding on to it. But when it comes to mamon, that was not stolen, that was not it was not a loan, it was not a deposit, but rather it's a payment because of this act of ones and mefata, where the money was never in the hands of the claimant. I want this guy to pay because he is ones and mefata. So then there's no power of attorney, that does not work. Another example the Mishnah gives where there's no shvuas ha'edus, v'shachaval bi bini. He says to do eidim amashbiayu, that if you don't come and testify on my behalf that my son caused a chabura, caused a wound in me, and he hit me and he caused a chabura. And they say, no, we don't know eidus. Then they swear to that effect. But then we find out that they're lying. There won't be shvuas ha'edus. Why not? Because here, what's the mamon? The mamon is that he caused a wound, and that's there's obviously an injury, and there's payment of medical bills, and tsar, etc. Well, that won't happen here, because it's kam lebe derabi b'nei. Because the person is, the father, the son is chayv misa, and therefore we won't have to pay the father, so it's not a financial matter. And therefore there won't be a shvuas ha'edus karbon for their lying that they don't know edus. V'shechaval b'chaveri, v'shehidlik, or let's say he says, I want you to testify on my behalf that this person injured me on Shabbos, or this person lit my heap of wheat on fire and ruined it on Shabbos. So these are cases of injury or damage. Aren't they financial matters? The answer is yes, but because of kam lebe derabi b'nei, there won't be a financial. It's not a financial matter because the person is chayv misa, and therefore there won't be a shvuas eidos for denying that you know eidos for lying and swearing falsely. Perek dal and mishnah ches mashbiani aleichem im lo savo usa iduni. Sha'amar ish ploni litin li masayim zuz velona sanli. So here's the case. Person says to do Edim, Ruvi sends to Shimon Levi, I adjure you come and testify on my behalf because I know you know Edus, that this person told me that Baruch told me he's giving me 200 zuz and he hasn't given it to me yet. And the Edim said, we have no idea of that. We don't know that Edus. We were not present that time, you know. But in the end, we find out they were lying. In fact, they were there when Baruch promised that he was going to give 200 zuz to Reuven. Hare elu pturim. They do not have to bring a karbon ole v'yored because of shuas eidus. Why not? They knew eidus. They lied. It's a financial matter. The answer is she'en chayavin ela al tfias mamon kipikadon. Because you're not chayav. Eidim would deny knowing eidus through the shuas eidus. They're only going to be chayav on a tvias mamon, on a claim of money that's similar to a pikadon. Why does it have to be similar to a pikadon, to a deposit, to an object that you're watching? Because of this gzeira shava that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. The nefesh ki secheta v'shama'a kol ala. That's what's written by Shvuas Eidus. Nefesh ki secheta. He sins by knowing Eidus and not testifying. And by Shvuas HaPikadon, it says, nefesh ki secheta, I have the word secheta again, umma'ala malba Hashem, and misappropriates from Hashem, ki chesh ba'amiso b'fikadon, in the sense that he denies having a deposit of his friend. So the gzera shava techeta teaches us, just like when it comes to rasa pikadon, the tvias mamon is a claim on money that's in the hands of his friend. The deposit, you owe me that money, it's in your hands. So too Shavuos Eidos only applies to Tvias Mamon, to a claim of money that the person has in his hand. You owe me this money because this money is coming to me through compensation of wherever it may be. But this claim here, this person said he's going to give me 200 zuz. That's not a tvias mamon sheyesh la chavero. Oh, that he owes me compensation. He owes me money for something. Even if it were true that in fact he promised he's going to give, I promise I'm going to give money. So what does that mean legally? He's not chayv to give him that money, even if he said so. He may be a liar, but there's no legal ramifications of that statement. Some even add that, let's say the toveh is an ani, so wouldn't that person have the obligation, especially because he promised, I'm giving you 200 zuz, and this person is an ani, Reuven's an ani, so if Baruch promised that in front of two edim, even if they're not, he didn't have two edim, but he promised in front of two edim that he's going to give him the money, doesn't he have to give it to him? The answer is, yes, but not because legally in civil court it's something can be claimed. It's because of a neder that he gave to tzedakah. So the only reason to be chayv to do so is to fulfill his neder. Beis Din wouldn't then, let's say in the case of Hava, someone doesn't pay. So Beis Din now intervenes and says, goes to the lover's property and tries to confiscate from his property, seizes from his property to pay back the loan. Same thing with the gezel. Same thing if you stole money or deposit. That wouldn't be true here. Beis Din, someone promised to give tzedakah to an ani, Beis Din doesn't now, are not yored l'nechasav to collect the money for that he was no der to tzedakah if he doesn't want to fulfill his neder. What do? They can put him in cherem maybe, they can beat him till he fulfills his word, but that's about it. Not only that, since it's a neder, promised to give you 200 zuz, he can do hataras nedarim. And therefore, the Edom apater when they deny knowing Edus that he said, Baruch said he's going to give 200 zuz. Because why? Because even if they would come and testify on behalf of Reuven that Baruch promised Reuven 200 zuz, Baruch wouldn't have to fulfill his promise. Wouldn't have to give him that money anyway. He could say, I retracted. He could do Ataras Nedarim, etc.